creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
That is taken from the musical American Idiot, which is being performed by the Heenan Musical Theatre Company over at Mansfield Palace Theatre, the 25th to the 27th of April. It's a great musical. I love this musical, and it's so powerful as well. To tell us more about the musical is Alana Faye, who plays What's-Her-Name, and I'm not being rude and I've forgotten her name, that's the name of the character, What's-Her-Name. Arden Casper Jennison, who's playing Will, and Curtis Salmon, who's playing the part of Tunny. Good morning, guys, how are you?
Morning!
And happy Easter as well.
Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. Have you had many eggs?
I've had one egg yesterday. That's all I've had. But then again, I've only been bought one egg. So.
Oh, there you go.
You know, so hopefully you've not had too many eggs this Sunday morning. What's the egg count? What's the egg count for you three?
I've had one egg this morning.
I've had none, but I have had some mini eggs.
So, oh, right.
Technically, that could be
that does count, isn't it?
15 to 20. So
15 to 20 eggs.
Yeah, I've got eggs later in the day, but none just yet.
Marvelous stuff. So, we've all got to watch his waistline. Not so much you three, but me. You've seen me. I need to watch it. So, right, let's crack on. Oh dear, I didn't mean to say that. Oh, it's just natural, you see. I'm just so cheesy. So, cheesy eggs. Right, American Idiot. It's a triple Tony Award-winning jukebox musical featuring the music of Green Day, but it doesn't come across as a jukebox musical, does it? Because everything sort of... It just seems like it should be a musical.
Yeah, definitely. I think when... Obviously, I'm not too much of a Green Day fan, as other members in the cast are, but I do think as it's been written, that there is some kind of storyline that flows between the songs anyway. So it
quite
seems,
naturally.
Yeah, very fitting that it has been made into a musical because it's great.
I thought you was going
to...
Go on, carry
on. The songs themselves seem to reference a lot of the characters, like St. Jimmy, the number from the album, you've got What's-Her-Name, like the characters are kind of born from the songs. So it does feel like a real natural progression from album to musical.
So what's American Idiot about? For anybody who's never seen the musical, what's the story behind American Idiot?
So, really, again, this is something that does happen with jukebox musicals. A lot of the story is kind of open to interpretation. I'd say American Idiot itself is very allegorical. So, like, a lot of the characters are representing something bigger than themselves, in a way. And it's very timeless as well. You know, you encounter a lot of issues, drugs, war, a lot of issues that can kind of be applied to any timeline. So you find it's just as relevant to an audience today as it was sort of in its inception in the 2000s. So it's the story itself is kind of very fragmented. Like you get to see bits and bobs of each character.
Yeah.
But it is all tied together into one kind of narrative of you know, a journey through any time in America, really.
So. That's a brilliant word. Was it allegorical you used there?
Yeah.
Oh, what an excellent word that was to use, I tell you. So let's have a chat about the various roles then. I made a bit of fun of the name What's-Her-Name, but What's-Her-Name is the character's name. Alana, tell us a little bit about What's-Her-Name.
Yeah, so What's-Her-Name is a character. Again, like Curtis said, it is open to interpretation. So whether you think she's real or not, whether you think that she is one person or whether she's a few different girls amalgamated together, she's a character that Johnny meets on his journey of wanting something better than the life he currently has. And he gets tied between a bit of a rock and a hard place, between St. Jimmy and What's-Her-Name, and he really needs to make the decision of what pathway he chooses, if he chooses the pathway with What's-Her-Name or whether he goes down the path of St. Jimmy. And I'm not going to say too much because you need to come and watch it if you want to find out which way he goes.
Absolutely. Now, Arden, you play the part of Will. I can't think of any character which is partly sort of further away from your character, because Will, he's a bit lazy. He's a follower of other boys. And I tell you something, you definitely ain't lazy, because, I saw you in a chorus line, some excellent tap dancing in that. Not lazy at all. But tell us about Will. What's he like?
Will is very much trying to do what he thinks is the right decision. Something happens at the start of the show that I'm not going to go into, because you got to come and see it for that. But he makes a decision to try and grow up, essentially, and take responsibility and be a good guy. But he's not really following through on that. And goes to quite a dark place, really. But then the structure throughout is the friendship he's got with the other boys, which is lovely.
And you mentioned dark places as well. I mean, part of this musical is quite dark. It is. And it's great to see a musical which does have that great light and shade, the lightness and the darkness of the characters and the storyline as well. Curtis, your part is Tunny. He's quite a confident character, isn't he? A bit like yourself.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that, Kev. He definitely kind of rushes into decisions, though. I'd say he may be a little bit too headstrong, maybe not really thinking things through at the time. As soon as things get kind of rough for him in the city, he goes off to the military, which you've kind of learned is not really suitable for him as a character, but he rushed into it anyway, because he's always looking for, the grass is always greener. He's a confident character, but with plenty of flaws as well.
And the whole musical with those three characters, and the other characters, of course, absolutely brilliant. There's some characters that you have to sort of tiptoe around, as if you're walking on eggshells and stuff
like that.
Tell us a little bit about the soundtrack. We've played Boulevard of Broken Dreams. There's some great Green Day tracks in there. We've found out that Alana's not a massive fan of Green Day. What about you two? Are you two Green Day fans?
I'd say I'm somewhat of a fan. I've always enjoyed the music of Green Day, but actually doing American Idiot the first time I did it, which was 2019, I think is what really made me fall in love with the music as well as the show, because as soon as there was an opportunity to do it again, I was absolutely in there, because the way it's put through on stage just makes it even more powerful, in my opinion, because the music's great and there's a lot of message behind the songs, but having it, as a sort of stage experience just takes it to a whole new level. So it's definitely made me a fan of the original album, as well as the couple of tracks from different albums.
I would say that's the same with me as well. Disclaimer, not that I don't like the music, just I would never have been a Green Day listener anyway. But actually the show, the songs in it, and to be able to be on stage singing those songs, the harmonies in it, the energy that's needed for the song is enough to make anyone be a Green Day fan and listen to those tracks.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think the way that the Green, I was quite a big fan of Green Day anyway, but the way that they've been kind of musicalified is actually really good, I think, and really adds to it. And as well, sprinkled in, there's a lot of Easter egg references to other Green Day songs as well, which is really cool.
See, what I like about jukebox musicals is because when you've got a clever arranger of music, you can arrange a song to make it sound completely different and possibly give not another meaning, but bring out the original meaning. And I think with American Idiot, that is the same, isn't it? Because you listen to some of the, to the words, because the arrangements are so different as well. What are your soundtrack favourites for you three?
Oh, that's a hard one. That's like choosing your favourite Easter egg. I don't know. They're all great. I would probably say for me, a personal highlight. I do love Holiday. There's something about Holiday, and performing in it, and it's a quite a catalyst moment for two of the boys to start their journey.
Yep.
And being a part of that is the energy on stage. That I would probably say that's one of my favourites.
I'm gonna go for the track What's Her Name. Actually,
thank you.
Oh, you creep. Oh, that's Radiohead, isn't it? Not Green Day. Sorry.
We'll let you off. We'll let you
off. Yeah, it's What's the Name is a song. Kind of, it's quite reflective. It happens sort of later on, the mood of it is quite different. There's a lot of super high energy during the show, and that's kind of a moment of reflection. But then it builds again to that energy that you had at the beginning. So it's the journey of that track is one I really enjoy.
I'd probably go with Jesus of Suburbia because it's one of the only ones where I get to really interact a lot with like Curtis and Andrew, which is just fun. And we just get to mess around for a bit and have a good time. Which I really enjoy.
Very, very long.
It's very long. It's very good.
Brilliant. Now then, this show, as I've mentioned before, it's a real high-energy show. So, I mean, how do you keep the energy levels up? Do you go into training, you know, or something like that before a show? How is it that you keep the energy levels up on stage?
I have to say, I think a huge part of our energy at the moment in rehearsals has to be down to our choreographer, Shannon O'Donnell.
She's a good egg.
Her energy that she brings to the choreography makes it so easy to portray that on stage, and alongside Keenan's vision of how he wants it, that helps us with the energy. Him, got 10 years in, Tom Bond on the musical direction production team, then again with their energy that they're like with the suggestions and how they see the vision of it. All the production team are massive to part of the energy, but the ensemble too.
Yeah, everyone does a lot to sort of like psychologically get the energy up as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like a lot of the songs, you'll know, Kev, they're very rocky. You know, you need a lot of guitars, drums, and there's a lot to them. So sometimes when we're rehearsing with, you know, a piano track, you really have to go the extra mile to get into the headspace of I'm rocking out now. I think as a cast, like, we all just go for it every time. So I think as soon as we've got the band there as well, it's just going to come to life even more.
Definitely. There's been nothing funnier than seeing Jack Redihoof rock out in St. Jimmy to a rehearsal.
Piano.
It is the most anticlimactic moment you'd ever see. But it's fine because once fan call happens in show week, we won't have that again, so...
I'm so pleased that you mentioned the band because, I mean, there's nothing more exciting than listening to a live band. So do we have the full live band on stage or just there?
We do. We have full live band on stage. They're a part of the show as much as we are because they are such a pinnacle part in the show anyway, with it being such a rock-heavy show. We're really excited for that. Obviously, I understand with like the climate of money, and it's quite a big expenditure, your band. So a lot of companies do use tracks now, don't they? Expenditure, I think. It's actually really nice that we have got a live band. So even more reason to want to come and rock out.
And you don't always get a chance in musical theatre to be on stage with electric guitars. quite excited. Excited.
I was going to say it's going to be an exhilarating, exciting show that everybody really needs to just go and rock out to. Where can we get tickets from to come and see American Idiot at the Mansfield Palace Theatre, 25th to the 27th of April by the Heaney Musical Theatre Company?
So if you check out any of the HMCC social media pages, there's regular posts with links to buy tickets from the Mansfield Palace.
You can also buy them on the Mansfield local government website. I think it's mansfield.gov or something. Or if you just search What's On Theatre Mansfield, you'll find Mansfield Palace Theatre and it will be pretty high up on that list as well. Mm-hmm.
Brilliant stuff. So go along, get your tickets. I tell you what, even this interview has left me exhausted. It has. I can't wait to come see it because I love American Idiot. I love the music of Green Day, and it's just great to see people on stage rocking out. It is. So have a great rest of the Sunday and the rest of Easter Sunday, and great bank holiday as well. And we'll see you down there in April at the Mansfield Palace Theatre for American Idiot. Have a great day, the rest of you.
Thanks so much.
Cheers now. Bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.